gather to give thanks to Almighty God for the faithful ministry and dutiful service the Queen continues to offer God and the people of this nation, the overseas territories and the realms, and as head of the Commonwealth.
Yes, it's not an episode of the Game of Thrones. No, that's Elizabeth II. She is officially, you know, part of this whole coronation thing, obviously, the 60th coronation anniversary. So you have trumpets and cheering crowds and what you would expect. The Brits like their royals, and especially Elizabeth II. So there she is. For so long, she's been part of the British scene with not a lot of power, more pageantry than anything else. Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. It's not about celebrating, it's about investigating. Do you know that there are six committees looking into the IRS and the Department of Justice? There is a joke in that. How many committees in Washington does it take to get to the bottom of an IRS scandal? They do a better job when they are auditing the little people, the people who hardly make anything and fear that they've done their taxes wrong. It's really frustrating people and having them call for the flat tax or dump the IRS, all that kind of stuff. I don't think we're going to dump the IRS anytime soon, but let's hope somebody dumps the organization on its head, shake it, and come out with the few scoundrels who decided to have a field day with the tax-exempt status of organizations who were conservative, like Tea Party groups and those that had patriots somewhere in their name. This is going to drag out throughout the rest of the summer. The thing that was interesting to me is we heard from the acting commish the other day, Danny Werfel. He sounds good. Sounds like he's really on the right path. He's only 15 days or so into the job, and I think he's going to clean house. That's a good thing. The victims finally had their say, people who really doggedly wanted that status, needed that status, applied, did everything right, called, emailed a ton of times, but were shut down every single time they did that. One woman was so upset she was brought to tears when she was testifying and felt like she wasn't part of the American process anymore and was denied her equal access, which is exactly what happened here. It's not really a Democratic or Republican issue. It's just an issue of injustice and stupidity more than anything. Because if you were trying to move the needle in the direction of the Democrats, it was unnecessary as far as the presidential front was concerned. And so who benefited ultimately from the denials of those groups? And I'll say nobody, because this is a country that's founded on the principles that there is justice for all. And we truly believe that. We truly think that we can get just as fair of a shake as the guy next to us. But boy, they are making us work for it. They really are testing our ideals, aren't they, in Washington? And it's not just the IRS stuff. It's Benghazi on top of that. And naturally, we haven't gotten to the bottom of that either. And, of course, the Associated Press. And when the media is furious, now you know you're in trouble. And I think that's why so many Congress folks and senators, no matter whether they wore a D or wear a D or an R, have jumped on the bandwagon of, oh, you have to have a free press and the subpoenas and that was wrong and da-da-da. So you have the Department of Justice investigating the IRS, and then you have everybody else investigating the Department of Justice. We finished last week with calls for the head of Eric Holder, but the pressure to resign has not caused him to buckle yet. That hasn't happened yet. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, justice for none. We're going to talk about Fort Hood, the Fort Hood suspect, and recently what he said. Also going to talk about the nut in Colorado who destroyed so many lives in that massacre just almost a year ago at the movie premiere of Batman, the midnight showing, the latest Batman installment. And Can you believe that? That's already been a year. In the meantime, Chris Christie makes some big news of his own in New Jersey, not for weight loss, not for hanging out with Bruce Springsteen or rubbing elbows with the president or saying that he officially wanted to run in 2016. No, this was about a special election to fill a vacant Senate seat important to New Jersey. And instead of appointing a replacement through the time and waiting for 2014, the governor said the decision was about giving voters their choice, a choice, a voice in the process. And it wasn't politically motivated. So he set an October special election to replace Frank Lautenberg, a liberal Democrat who had been in politics forever, for 30-plus years. Do you know, in New Jersey, no Republican has held a Senate seat in 40 years. So Democrats slam the move. They say that Christie is wasting taxpayer money to protect his ambitions. National Republicans weren't critical, but they didn't praise him either. They're not really high on the governor. And I think most people in the Republican Party at the top levels, they don't want Christie in 2016. So he said that the Democrats and the Republicans will have a primary election. It'll be held in August. The general election, as I said, in October. The winner of the special election gets to serve out the final year of Lautenberg's term, and an election for a full 6 years happen the following November. Well, see, this is the thing. He makes that choice. He gets the choice to do that. State law in New Jersey allows him to name a replacement for the remaining year and a half of the term or to hold the special election. And he decided that it was better to have a special election and let the people decide and not him decide, because there are too many issues that are facing us in the United States, and the decisions he thought should be made by an elected person who represented the will of the voters of New Jersey. I think it's a pretty good decision myself. I understand why some people are saying, oh, well, why should we have to pay another $12 million to come up with this general election? Why should we have to pay for a primary? Why do we want to spend $24 million since we're already voting in a general election in November? And that's when the governor is going for the second term. So they're saying, why don't you just save the $12 million and schedule a special general election a few weeks later? He said, there's no political purpose and there's no reason for me to do that. It's better to have somebody in there that people really, really wanted instead of me just doing a choice, just picking out of the people that could fill the spot. National Democrats blast the decision. They say that Christie doesn't know or care how many millions of dollars he's wasting on this gamble, and that it really only helps him when it comes to being reelected. Come see, come saw. We're coming back. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.9870. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.3483, $7.1742 for a half ounce, or $3.5871 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.3483, $7.1742, and $3.5871.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A second here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, how about a daily salute? You know, we've played 911 calls all over the place, including from the Boston bombing, you know, what people were calling in there, and usually from horrifically sad events. This one is pretty interesting. This one involves a baby and, let's say, a birth. Take a listen.
Listen to me. You need to stay calm.
No, Oh my God, my Alex! I can't see the head. He's crying.
Tell her try not to push, okay?
She said stop pushing.
I can't see
him. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Is the baby out?
Yes, I can hear him crying.
You can hear him crying?
Yes.
You gotta love that. Now, that was a call in Ohio. And could you hear the excitement in that man's voice? How awesome is that? And usually, as I said, these calls are very, very heavy or very sad. That was James Dean, by the way. And he called in on helping with the birth of his kid, and you could hear him there. I love that. I love that emotion. All right, we move from that, the daily salute, to what could only be described as incredibly depressing. Sorry to take you down so quickly. But Fort Hood, how quickly we forget. The gunman who went into a Fort Hood building happening back in 2009 and unleashes gunfire into the soldiers who were getting ready to be deployed. You know who I'm talking about, Major Nadal Hassan. And the people whose lives in an instant were snuffed out, people who were going to serve, not expecting that that would happen to them as they're on a base. Now, adding insult to injury, there's a retired staff sergeant named Alonzo Lunsford who said he can't ever forget his eyes meeting the eyes of the guy who entered that building and then rained gunfire on everybody. Now he's going to have to look him in the eyes again. And the reason why is because a military judge granted Hassan's request to represent himself at the upcoming murder trial. Hassan is hinting that he's going to justify the attack, revealing for the first time his defense strategy. Do you want to know what his defense strategy is? He did it for the Taliban. He did it for the Taliban, that's why. So now you've got people who are going to be called, who are going to have to deal with him, questioning them, people that he shot at, like Lunsford, like Sean Manning. And Sean Manning was shot 6 times as he was there in the front row of chairs waiting for just a routine medical test. He's a retired staff sergeant. So he survived, but now he's going to have to go and do that and be in court and be questioned in a military court. That'd be tough, wouldn't it? So he's going to argue he was protecting fellow Muslims in Afghanistan because soldiers were preparing to deploy from the Texas Army post to go after them. And now there's been this 3-month delay, and here we go. The judge decides, okay, go for it. You can do it. So jury selection is coming up on Wednesday. And the government documents clearly show, with people that he spoke with, he absolutely expressed a lot of support for Osama bin Laden. He said the U.S. was at war with Islam. He had emails to radical Muslim cleric. He said he supported the terrorists. He was intrigued with the idea of U.S. soldiers killing comrades in the name of Islam. And Manning said 5 of the 13 killed at Fort Hood were in 2 units that have been training to help soldiers deal with stress. So that's another thing that they'll be talking about. Oh, my, oh, my. What a can of worms. Lunsford and the others, when they found out about this, were upset. They were upset that the judge allowed him to question these wounded guys, people he pumped bullets into. Because will he try to intimidate them through some kind of mind games? Remember, he was an Army psychiatrist. I would be upset about that. He could get the death penalty or life without parole if he's convicted of the 13 counts of premeditated murder, 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. Like I said, insult to injury, wrong on so many levels, we can't even begin to break that apart. Speaking of wrong on other levels, James Holmes, the Colorado judge, accepted his insanity plea in the theater shootings. And what does that mean? Well, it means they were looking for the death penalty there, the prosecutors, but will they get it? With the judge ruling that any evidence pertaining to Holmes' mental illness was no longer shielded by doctor-patient privilege, the court has accepted the insanity plea. It'll include a notebook which was sealed the day after he went into the movie theater and shot all those people and wounded so many others. The defense attorney argues it was a unique piece of evidence that the prosecution shouldn't see, because Dr. Lynn Fenton herself hadn't seen it. That was the university psychiatrist that he went to see days before the July shooting spree. But Fenton never got the package, and they sealed it. So under Colorado statute, once a defendant pleads insanity, any evidence related to mental illness is no longer protected and is covered under an evidence waiver. So they're going to release the notebook. Remember, 12 people died last summer during a midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. 58 others were injured. They want the death penalty badly in Colorado on this one. So the trial moves forward finally. But for the victims, in one way, I guess there's some momentum. They're probably happy about that. But if the insanity plea holds, if he proves, they prove that he was mentally incapacitated and he doesn't get the death penalty or life in prison, which in a sense he could get life in prison, but or in a psychiatric facility, many of the victims say they would be soured on the whole thing. So now he has to go on under a battery of tests. They'll be wrapped up by August, beginning of August, and they'll go through pages and pages of evidence given up by the prosecutors. But once you have insanity, once it's raised, the burden is on the prosecution in Colorado to prove the defendant is sane. So the judge allows Holmes' defense team to have a doctor of its choice evaluate him. That's another thing that happens. So pretty tough. And tough for the people. But they knew this was happening, I would assume, because of who he lawyered up with and how it was looking, getting closer and closer to this. It's not a surprise that he would try to do it. Not a surprise that that would be what he would try to have happen. I'm going to end this segment on a crazy note because we need to get out of the courtroom after all. So depressing. One of the things that happens when a jury is sequestered, what do they get? They get subs and pizza and whatever kind of comfort food. What if that pizza was delivered by a drone? Oh, I know what you're thinking. I'm with you. I don't want drones in the neighborhood. But in the UK, they have drones delivering fast food. Domino's Pizza did its first delivery order by a helicopter. They say the Domicopter that was developed by a company named Aerosite was able, they were able to get the order, they were able to put it on the drone and get it out to the people. A copter can deliver two large pizzas over a 5-mile radius in 10 minutes or less, they say. Can you imagine? No knock at the door, just wait for the drone hovering outside the front. Then give them your money. I guess it's on the honor system. Or maybe you have to just use credit cards. I don't know. And then they dump the pizza off to you. Pretty interesting. An experienced drone pilot actually had some cameras to help guide the flight. So I don't know if this will become something that's popular in the near future. In the UK, maybe. I don't know. In the United States, I'm going to say not so much.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, this is going to hit you right between the eye. Jackson Hewitt Tax Service did a report where they found 1 in 4 Americans could be excluded from the affordable health care coverage that's coming your way soon. Brian Hale, Jackson Hewitt, Senior VP of Healthcare Policy, joins us now to flush out some of the shocking things that came out of this report that they did. Brian, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about that. You heard what I said. You know this well. What does that mean? Somebody driving around right now is hearing that 1 in 4 Americans could be excluded. Who are the Americans we're talking about, and what did you find out in the report that you did?
Sure. What we did was we took a database of all of the individuals in America who are uninsured, and we broke down and we said among those individuals who have income levels that would make them eligible for the new tax credits under the Affordable Care Act, what proportion don't have a checking account? Now, here's why that's important. Insurance companies that are offering the new qualified health plans under the Affordable Care Act, many of them are going to require the individuals to have a checking account in order to pay premiums. So the question is, if you don't have a bank account, can you enroll in coverage? And what we found is that 27% of uninsured Americans with incomes within the range in which would make them eligible for the tax credits simply aren't going to be able to enroll in those types of insurance coverage that are offered in these new marketplaces under the ACA.
And they haven't addressed that anywhere. I tried to dig up that information. I made a few calls and I got nothing back. And I would imagine you realize that that's the same thing. That's why that was so shocking when you uncovered it, right?
It is. And in fact, a lot of state officials raised this issue with HHS about 15 months ago. And they wrote a letter to the department saying this is a really important issue and merited further study. Didn't get much of a response at that time, so we followed up to see what we could find just in terms of putting some data and some numbers to this and quantifying the magnitude of who could be left out. And I think you're exactly right. It's 1 in 4 Americans that are eligible that could be left out, but the numbers are really staggering. African Americans and Hispanic Americans are 43% more likely to be unbanked than their white counterparts if they're also unbanked in that same income strata. So we're talking about a policy, or rather a lack of a policy at HHS that's going to disenfranchise almost more than 8 million Americans, 5 million Americans are be persons of color or ethnic or racial minorities.
Yeah, which is, boy, that's crazy, because supposedly this is who is supposed to help. And as you know, then if you're not enrolled and you're not getting covered, then you get a $2,000 fine when the IRS uncovers the fact that you don't have coverage. So that's even more disconcerting, I think.
That's exactly right, although I'd clarify one thing. The penalty for employers for someone who signs up would be $2,000 or $3,000, but the penalty for individuals who don't sign up would be substantially lower than that. It would be 1% of their income or $95 per person, whichever is lower.
Wow. So altogether, boy, that'd be a whole bunch of money in either direction. The other thing that you found out is that this also affects veterans. Tell us about how you found out it affects veterans.
Well, this is a really important point. One of the things that's been sort of a surprise to all of us is that the federal government has been pushing these debit cards for a long time. You see about 5 million Americans get their Social Security benefits or their veterans benefits or other types of public entitlements through these cards precisely because they're unbanked, and the Department of Health and Human Services or other agencies simply find that it's inefficient to print paper checks and mail them. And these individuals, they've been loading benefits on cards for these individuals for some time. Again, 5 million Americans. And I think what we were concerned about was the fact that the government's going to provide these kinds of debit cards, but those cards can't then be used to pay premiums for insurance coverage that the government would subsidize in these new exchanges. So I think you're exactly right. The government, on one hand, is really pushing the insurance, the prepaid cards as a solution for the unbanked, but probably not paying as much attention to this issue over on the side of the expansions of coverage under the ACA.
Yeah. We're speaking with Brian Hale-Jackson's Hewitt, Senior VP of Healthcare Policy, about some information they dug up in a report they put together that could affect many of you listening to America Tonight. Where is this impacted? Did you break it down statewide? What states seem to be hit the hardest by this?
Well, and this is one of the more interesting findings. One of the things that's important is you'll remember about 36 states will be served by the federal exchange. Those states are not setting up their own insurance exchanges. Rather, the federal government will come in and set those up. When you look at the top 12 states that have the highest rates of unbanked among the uninsured, well, 11 of that dozen are served by the federally facilitated exchange. And this is why it's so important that the federal government asserts some leadership here, because you look at states like my home state in Tennessee, where over a third of individuals who are uninsured are also unbanked. But because Tennessee, like many other states who serve in the federal exchange, the federal government can set a policy that says, look, any insurance company that sells policies on our exchange, going to have to accept debit cards. Would make a tremendous difference, and it's especially in those states that are served that they serve in this new marketplace.
Wow. So we've already discussed this. The checking account, that's the big problem. Obviously, as you said, the numbers, maybe 8.5 million unbanked Americans. Discriminatory impact would be huge on African-American families and Hispanic-Americans as well. And then I wonder, too, when you look at this, I would only imagine that there would just be blowout phone lines of people wondering why, because they have no idea that this is what's about to descend upon them. I think people automatically thought, well, this is a rope, this is a way where I can be covered, and this isn't fair. So I would imagine we're going to see some cages be rattled as well.
That's exactly right. And this, one of the most disconcerting things about this entire phenomena is that folks will actually go through the entire eligibility process, which can take between 30 and 60 minutes to complete, complete that process, they'll then compare all of their plan options. And once they select a plan, and that could take another 20 to 40 minutes, after they complete all of that, they may get to the end to find, oh, wait a minute, I can't enroll because I don't have a checking account. This is a huge issue because nowhere on any of the websites is there information about which types of insurance companies will accept debit cards. And because this issue affects so many Americans, we've really tried to emphasize to HHS the importance of, A, simply requiring insurers to accept this form of payment that is used by so many Americans.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, to put this together, we should say that some of the authors of the report included John Brandes, who's an associate for healthcare policy at your company, and John Graves, an assistant professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. What was his reaction? I would imagine the company talked about that. I bet he was stunned by some of the information that was uncovered.
That's exactly right. I think John Graves, who's a preeminent health economist, and he's done a lot of work with the Medicaid population, and certainly the population that will be eligible for the new tax credits, he was flabbergasted at all of this. And I think part of this is, though, the surprise, and in conversations with him, we sort of talked about it a lot. John's office is not that far from mine, right up. I work at 19th and Church, and he works right up 21st near Vanderbilt. And between my office and his, we looked at how many payday lending institutions there are. And so the phenomenon of the unbanked is certainly there. I mean, we stare at it just in the walk between my office and his. But relating that to something that we talk about day in and day out in our jobs, which is health policy, I think that it's hard for some people to make the connection. That's certainly true for a number of federal officials who probably don't see nearly as many of these payday lending stores near their offices in Washington, D.C. or in Bethesda, Maryland, because their offices are in huge government complexes that are just shielded from that sort of rigmarole or that dailiness of life in lower-income neighborhoods. But because that's something that we see, and it's certainly something that a lot of state officials see day in and day out, it's something we couldn't ignore. We don't want to ignore.
Yeah. At the end of this, too, you came up with some suggestions when you put this report together. What do you think they could do now to make it easy, to fix the problem before 2014?
That's one of the beauties of this particular issue. It's one of the very rare things that the federal government can fix with the stroke of a pen. It doesn't require an act of Congress. It doesn't even require them to publish a new rule. All they have to do is issue a clarification of a letter that they published on April 5th. And it can be a one-sentence letter that says, in consistent with that, what we said to you on April 5th to all the insurance companies, you must accept debit cards as a form of payment in order to avoid discriminating against folks who are unbanked.
How many, we talked about the minority populations, but certainly there would be some other folks that were affected by this, you know, white, non-Hispanic, or, you know, and you break this down in your report, and black, non-Hispanic, and you found that those numbers were pretty big, too.
They're enormously large. When you look at this, about 5 million individuals who are among racial and ethnic minorities are those that would be affected. But you're talking about 8.5 million Americans in total. These are very, very large numbers, and they're dispersed across all of the 50 states. So even in states that have relatively lower rates of the unbanked, like California, it may only be in the 20s or 22%, you're still talking about millions of Californians who would be, or excuse me, hundreds of thousands of Californians who would be affected. So this is an issue that, while I hope the federal government takes seriously, it's something that has to go beyond and certainly relevant to the states that are running their own exchanges. We certainly hope that they adopt similar requirements for issuers to accept debit cards.
Yeah. Brian Hale, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Let's hope the stroke of the pen happens, because this is very disconcerting. Thanks.
Well, from your lips to God's ear, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America tonight, your chance to throw in your 2 cents. We talked about a couple of different things, including the sad story of the 10-year-old girl, Sarah, waiting for a lung transplant that she's not going to get. She's essentially on death row at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, all because of a policy where the adults are in line first for the lungs. If only she were 12. You have to be 12 or older. She's 10. Most doctors say it'd be fine. They can absolutely put the lung in young Sarah. But the problem is the policy doesn't state that. Kathleen Sebelius won't change that policy or sign a letter. So there are a lot of people that are furious with her for not taking a closer look at this story. She says, I can't play eeny, meeny, miny, mo with one patient over another. That's not my position. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I asked somebody one time when I was overseas about their health care, and, you know, it's, despite what you may think, in England, for example, health care is okay, but not great. If you pay more, however, because you get it free, but if you pay a little more, you'll get really good health care. And somebody said to me, what's health care like in America? And I said, it's great as long as you're healthy. It's the truth, isn't it? Stay healthy, folks. That's all I can tell you. Poor Sarah, she's got cystic fibrosis, and now she's got a lung that's killing her. She needs a lung transplant, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Rick in Illinois, hello. You got the word on the show. What's up, man?
Major League Baseball is going to hammer these guys on steroids.
It's about time that they hammer them on steroids, don't you think?
Yeah. There's about 20 of them that have been just like 100 games, like that.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, here's the thing. There was kind of that, you know, there's the joke about the asterisks and Hall of Fame and what happened in the past and how do you compare records and what do you do? And you know, once we jumped over that hurdle, now it's time to say, you know what, enough is enough. Let's level the playing field here. And so I think it's, personally, to me, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I just wonder what they're going to do with their name, the records, or take it out, or what the deal is.
I think they're gonna do the asterisk thing, you know, because they, or kick it out, maybe kick it out. You know, it's like, why the Hall of Fame? Nobody's in this time around. You know, I think they'll kick it out, maybe.
Yeah. He said at least, I read that words, at least 20 of them. They didn't name all of them. Supposed to name, sure.
Yeah.
They said at least 90 of them.
Yeah.
90 of them.
Yeah, it's like the time for reckoning has come, and that's the end of that. Yeah, that's what I think it's about. It's unfortunate because, look, I covered some of these players. I was there right in the middle of this era, and you had other players that did not do it. And, you know, unfortunately, it became so much the fabric of the game for so many superstars. You know, look at what happened with Roger Clemens, and what would have his record been like if he wasn't messing around with steroids. You know, that's what you got to ask yourself. I still think some of these players would have been incredible, but how incredible?
Yeah. But here, I come out with this, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so, too. Like I said, it's time for reckoning here in baseball, and a lot of people have been waiting to jump on this, so... You know, it's still the waiting and the seeing, but it's definitely a time that was ready to percolate over. So we were waiting for that to happen. Like I said, as somebody who covered the great game of baseball, some of the things that I saw and some of the things that obviously happened in that time frame, you know, unfortunately, it's too bad because I did see some amazing feats, and it really made you question who was and who wasn't, and who, you know, who was using steroids, who wasn't using steroids, and what would the records have been like if they weren't. Let's put it that way. So it's interesting because looking to suspend about, what, 20 players connected to this clinic in Miami, and that's the whole part of that performance-enhancing drug scandal that's been ongoing for a long time. Rodriguez, as Rick mentioned, and Ryan Braun, probably in the next few weeks. If the suspensions are upheld, then the scandal would be the largest in our sports history, in American sports history. So the founder of what was shut down, the Biogenesis of America, that he agreed to cooperate with Major League Baseball's investigation. And this big story was actually, you got to give credit where it's due, was blown open thanks to Outside the Lines, that longtime ESPN show. And so we'll see. They're talking about 100 game suspensions for Rodriguez, Braun, and for the other players. The penalty for, you know, a second doping offense. So, you know, you knew this with A-Rod. And I think about A-Rod, and I think about, folks, for those of you who don't know, my background when I was covering the Texas Rangers. And then I covered the Yankees, and he was with the Yankees. But when I was with covering the Rangers, I remember the day that he signed that contract. They had the big press conference for $275 million. And I remember specifically talking to him about that and him saying, oh, that's nothing. People will, you know, somebody else will surpass that, you know, that easily. And I think of the years that he played there, of course, no championship, and then ultimately going to the New York Yankees. And you think of Rodriguez at the plate and looking at records like we were just saying, and how many of those records would have fallen in a much different direction if he were somebody who wasn't using steroids, wasn't getting that extra edge. So what Major League Baseball now has seen, because it came to their attention a couple of years ago, like I want to say back in 2009, in the case of Manny Ramirez, who was then with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he tested positive for excessive levels of testosterone. So that's how biogenesis, part of the whole biogenesis thing, really started to trickle out, and how many players they were involved with and what they were doing, and discovering the prescription in Ramirez's medical file for human chronic substance that was banned. HCG, they call it, but it was enough evidence to suspend Ramirez, and that was written by Dr. Pedro Bosch. So that translates back into this clinic, and now it's been how many years, and they've looked at this and turned it upside down, and now finally they have enough stuff here, because you know, once you get the agreement, okay, I'm going to agree to help out here, and they're funneling the information, then you know, baseball has all it needs. Tony Bosch, who is the founder of Biogenesis, doing that agreement is huge, because that means he's just going to, obviously they had him, and he's just going to release all of the information, or give them all the information they need. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think people are, and maybe it's because we've fallen asleep over this story, but this is just the beginning of this. And Rick's right. Let's just wait and see. We'll wait and see the far-reaching effects. But it's huge. I mean, like I said, we've already seen that with the Hall of Fame and people not getting in that normally would have gotten in for their records. And who knows who else is part of this? Who knows who we don't know about? It kind of reminds me of years ago. We first had the craziness of the testifying in front of Congress. You think of Mark McGwire. You think of several other players who were in that situation where you just cringed when you heard them. I mean, McGwire, I guess, is the best example, because he had the exciting home run chase with Sammy Sosa and shattering records and, you know, 61-61, a record that stood forever, Roger Maris, and he made baseball so thrilling, and then he disappointed so many, many people. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You can shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.